This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn both supported a second attempt by House Republicans to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary today. Boebert described Alejandro Mayorkas as a liar and a, quote, rogue bureaucrat. The successful impeachment of Mayorkas will go to the Senate when the chamber is back from recess. Fellow Republican Congressman Ken Buck once again voted no, along with all Colorado Democrats. After the vote, Representative Diana DeGette said House Republicans have made a mockery of the impeachment process. Pro-Palestinian activists are pushing city councils in Colorado to pass ceasefire resolutions over the Israel-Hamas war. Denverite Kyle Harris reports opponents fear resolutions fuel anti-Semitism.
On Monday night, Denver City Council considered a proclamation that cited concerns over Israel's killing of thousands of Palestinian civilians and the displacement of 2 million Gazans since the October 7th attack by Hamas. Opponents feared the proclamation would fuel rising anti-Semitism. Some proponents argued Israel is committing genocide in Gaza and that local governments must speak up. After council rejected the proclamation, hundreds of demonstrators took over part of the city and county building, giving speeches about Palestinian liberation and chanting Free Palestine. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Snowboarder Jake Cantor has been suspended by the U.S. ski and snowboard team following his arrest on domestic violence charges last month. Snowmass Village police arrested the 20-year-old. The incident allegedly happened shortly after Cantor finished his last event at the Winter X Games in Aspen. This is CPR News.